Thank you, Sam. Back to the news, and the death of a well-known Norwich cafe owner was reported this week. And there's news of 20-mile-an-hour speed limits being imposed on more Norwich roads. But first, the vision for Anglia Square is revealed.
A bold new vision has been put forward to regenerate Anglia Square after the site has suffered years of neglect. A planning application has been submitted, which includes plans for more than 1,200 homes, dozens of shops, a 200-bed hotel, a multi-storey car park and pedestrianised areas. Bob Weston, chief executive of Weston Homes, said, "We are committed to providing a successful future for the site." Clive Lewis, MP for Norwich South, welcomed an application being lodged, but said the development needed to be backed by the people of Norwich. He said the key factor is the overall impact it could have on the city.
Speed limits could be cut to 20 miles an hour on another batch of Norwich roads, as the City Council looks to make two of its cycle routes safer. Roads including Constitution Hill, Eaton Road and South Park Avenue are all to be considered for the limits, with residential roads surrounding the yellow and blue pedalways being focused upon. The yellow pedalway runs from Lakenham to Norwich Airport, while the blue one connects Cringleford and Sproston. If a report to the Council's Highways Committee is approved, consultation will begin into the possibility of 20-mile-an-hour limits on dozens of residential roads surrounding those routes. Research was carried out into average traffic speed on 19 stretches of road as council officers assessed the viability of 20-mile-an-hour limits. Mike Stonard, Cabinet Member for Environmental and Sustainable Development, said, "As a council, we need to reduce speed, particularly in residential areas and around where we are building the pedalways, as well as reducing emissions."
The family of a well-known Norwich cafe owner and chef have described him as warm and affectionate following his sudden death. Justin Gordon Fraser, 49, who ran House Cafe on St. Benedict Street in the city, died suddenly earlier this month. Originally born in Sydney, Mr. Fraser moved to Garbersham as a toddler and spent the majority of his life in the area, attending City College Norwich as a teen. Before taking on House, he worked in the hotel business, taking over Mauston Hall near Holt in the 1990s, along with Galton and Tracy Blackstone. He was there for 10 years. His daughter, Albertine, who manages House, has led tributes to her late father. She said, "On Saturday, March the 3rd, we lost Justin, our adored boss, friend, father and husband. Having retired from the very demanding hotel business to spend more time with his family, he spent recent years running House Cafe and becoming part of a beautiful community that has formed on St. Benedict Street and in the Norwich Lanes. He loved our street, working with his children and sharing laughter and discussion with our ever lovely customers. Perhaps you knew him well. Perhaps he helped you with a crossword clue once or made you a flat white. If you had ever eaten in our cafe, chances are he made your breakfast."